Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Nisan with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening today. We continue with our devotional series from the Suffer Well devotional series. And we're going to start reading the devotion now, and then we're going to talk about it. But I want to give you all a very important principle. It's the pattern of Scripture. And today we're going to be talking about walking with our Creator, walking with Him. And many people know Him, but how many of us are willing, ready, and joyful to walk with Him? We start off with the Scripture this morning. In Ezekiel 11:1, the scripture says, "Then the Spirit lifted me and brought me to the east gateway of Yahweh's temple, where I saw 25 prominent men at the city. Among them were Jazaniah, son of Azor, and Plentaneth, son of Benaiah, who were leaders among the people." So we see this concept here. About this dream that Ezekiel had and where he was taken. And it's not the first time that he was lifted up and taken in his dream to a certain doorways or gates. But we read the scripture here, another scripture here, in Acts 3:10, it says, "And they knew that it was he who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with amazement and wonder because of what had happened to him." And we see this, it says in the New Living Testament, the people were absolutely astounded about what had happened to this man that they've seen sitting at the temple gate all these time, and now what had happened to him. And we come to almost be in disbelief if we don't know Yeshua personally, that these things could even happen. But let's finish the devotional, and I'll get into that. It says, erroneously titled The Third Eye or Crafty Diminished Under New Age Philosophy, this gate, the entrance into the temple within, is a doorway that unlocks all patterns to the mind being perfected. Stolen wisdom, once hijacked by other religions, was now being reclaimed by its rightful owners. In Yahweh's name, we take it back and claim it as the, by invitation only, entrance into the perfect consciousness, the mind of Yahweh, granted to those he calls sons and daughters, and to no others. Oh, take me through your beautiful gate and heal my inner being. Let shame, guilt, and unworthiness be washed away in your springs of love. Remove the lies that were seared in my soul since childhood. Create a manifest presence of your being inside me, which cures all that ails. Your son is my freedom ticket to enter, to pass through the cleansed and to find peace. Oh, Abba, take me through your beautiful gate so that I may bask in your presence. Remember the pattern that Yahweh has declared to be the proof that legitimizes everything that he has decreed. The proof is power. Stolen wisdom means corrupted power. Perfect wisdom brings power that is pure and righteous. The time on earth is now. In Hebrew thought, east signifies front, project, illuminate, and meet. He has opened the beautiful gate to his presence for such a time as this. Hallelujah. What a beautiful, beautiful devotional we read here this morning about walking with our Creator and going through that gate. And like I said, we have the membership that's attached to we can bring any guest. Any guest can come in with this membership. And I expressed it before in many of my devotionals here. What happens is we have Yeshua being the member of this special club. And he's allowed to invite any guest he wants in. And he's inviting us in. He's inviting us in. So when you get to the front desk and they say, "Do you have a membership?" You say, "Well, I have a special membership. One of the people that have the membership is letting me in on their membership." Hallelujah. Walking with him. walking with our wonderful Creator. This is something that is welcome to all of us. Every single one of us can get in on this special membership. You know, our Creator tells us, I'm here. Let's walk together. Let's walk together. And we think about walking with our Creator and what the scriptures say about this. But we think about this concept for a moment, something we can't understand. One of the most scholarly people in scripture ever, Nicodemus, one of the chief priest rabbis, he couldn't even understand the concept of being born again. And even the Apostle Paul, until he had his conversion, not only did he not understand, he was persecuting people for having this membership and walking with our Creator. But then Yahweh turned it on in his mind. And I would ask a lot of people that missed it for so many years. They read the scriptures for so many years, but they would deny doing his work. They read the scriptures for so many years, they denied doing his work. And I said, what changed you? How come for all these years you were reading the scriptures, going off your basic theology understanding of what the scriptures say, which is inaccurate because you weren't doing the works, what made you decide to believe in our Creator? Because for a long time I thought these people just weren't reading the scriptures. But then I realized many of them were. And what changed was they all gave me the same answer at different times without knowing each other's answer. They said, Yahweh had not yet removed the scales from my eyes, but in his time and when he was ready to do so, he did, and I was able to see. And Paul's a great example of that in scripture. Has Yahweh removed the scales from your eyes to understand what it is to walk with our wonderful Creator? In his commandments. Remember what I say, the Rahadak Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, will never ask us or make us feel good about living in sin. The Rahadak Kodesh would never let us feel good about living in sin. And neither would our Creator's word. We're going to get rebuked. We're going to get rebuked. If we surround ourselves with good, righteous brothers and sisters, they're the ones that should rebuke us if they truly love us. No, it's not love to ignore our disobedience. It's love to call it out and rebuke us. Yes, that's judgment. And the Bible tells the spiritual person judges all things. We're not to judge to knock somebody down, but we are called to judge to lift someone up. But the word itself rebukes us when we're living against it. But we have to break out of that theology that we grew up with. That's not walking with our Creator. If you're living in sin, you're not walking with our Creator. He took Ezekiel to these gates, not just one gate, but other gate, and he showed them. He showed them what's available to all of us. But he also showed the people sitting at the gate that were amazed at Yahweh's healing power and astonished, and they couldn't understand it. You know, that's me personally. When I see miracles being done, I'm not in awe. I'm not like, wow, how in the world can that be? I know the power of my Creator. I know he can do everything, and I'll be surprised, or not surprised isn't a good word. I'll be joyful that he's showing yet again his awesome power, but I'm never going to doubt. I'm not going to be impressed about what our Creator can do because I already know he can do all things. You're only impressed when you doubt somebody could do something. But when you know somebody could do something, you're like, I knew he could do that. I'm not impressed. I'm excited to be part of this membership. And we should be us also. What does the Bible say about walking with our Creator? In Micah 6:8, it says, he has made it clear to you, mortal man, what is good and what Yahweh is requiring from you, to act with justice, to treasure Yahweh's gracious love, and walk humbly in the company of your Creator. I ask you this morning, are you walking with him? If you are living a disobedient life and living in sin and not following the commands of our Creator, no matter how good you feel about him, you are not walking with him. No matter how much you are following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, if you do not have joy and praise, you are not walking with him. Are you walking with him today? Colossians 1:10 and 11 says, 1 verses 10 to 11, so that you might live in a manner worthy of Yahweh and be fully pleasing to him. And you bear fruit while doing all kinds of good things and growing in the full knowledge of Yahweh. You are being strengthened with power according to his glorious might, so that you might patiently endure everything with joy. Suffer well. suffer well. With joy. With joy. Now, the word fruit is used here, and I was just explaining to somebody yesterday about the word fruit. Most people don't understand what it means to live a fruitful life. Most people are saying that person has a lot of money or a big car or something else, a big house, so the fruit is in their life. That's not the fruit what our Creator is talking about. The fruit can't be seen with physical eyes. It's a spiritual thing. The fruit of our Creator is walking with peace, joy, comfort, and just love and just praises on our tongue and comfort in our heart and no fear of man. That's the fruit. It doesn't matter how big a house somebody has or how much money somebody has. It matters how much peace somebody has. That's having fruit in your life. But we don't understand that. We don't understand that. Yeah, well, where's the fruit? How big is this congregation? How many people are there? Where's the fruit? What kind of cars are you driving? That's not the fruit they're talking about in Scripture. Bearing fruit is amongst any situation, no matter how serious it is, no matter how bad it seems. We can walk with joy and peace knowing our Creator got this. Got this. Deuteronomy 8:6 says, observe the commands of Yahweh, your Elohim, by walking in his ways and by fearing him. To be in awe of him. Romans 13:13 says, let us walk decently, as in the daylight. Not in carousing and drunkenness. Not in sexual impurity or promiscuity. Not in quarreling and jealousy. Ephesians 2 said, for we are his creation, created in Yeshua Messiah for good works, which we prepared, Yahweh prepared ahead of time so that we should walk in them. He prepared them a long time ago. And 2 Chronicles 7:17 to 18 says, as for you, if you faithfully follow me, as David your father did, obeying all my commands, decrees, and regulations, then I will establish a throne of your destiny. For I made this covenant with your father David when I said, one of your descendants will always rule over Israel. Again, bearing good fruit is not what we have. Bearing good fruit is about how we are doing it and what we're doing. You're not bearing good fruit if you're not keeping the commandments of our Creator. I do not care what you have. If you're not keeping the commandments, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, you are not bearing good fruit. You are a liar. That's what you are, as the Scriptures say. You want to follow him? Follow him. Yeshua is the living Torah. And if you're not following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, you're a liar. If you claim to know him and love him and not doing that, you are not bearing the fruit. I know there are people out there that are deceived and they just don't know. Well, read your Scriptures. And people say, well, what if Yahweh has not opened my eyes yet? Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, there's your prayer request. Stop praying for a big house and a new car and for my money and stop praying that he would open your eyes and ask him, lift the scales from my eyes. Like David said in the Psalms, you know, open my eyes to the things yet not seen in Torah. That should be on our prayer every day. Open our eyes to things not yet seen yet in your Torah. That should be our prayer. We look at the example, the great example in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. He was always full. He was always full because he walked with Yahweh and he did his will. That's it. John 4:32, 34 said, but he said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. Then his disciples said to each other, could someone have brought him food? My food, said Yeshua, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. That is the fruit. That's the real fruit in life. 1 John 2:6 says, the one who says he resides in Yahweh ought himself to walk just as Yeshua walked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Righteously doing his will. Oh, Father Yahweh, open our eyes. Open our eyes more so we would know what you want us to do and how you want us to live. Thank you. Thank you, Father. When we walk with Yahweh, we draw closer to him and he will open our eyes and open our heart when we seek his presence. Hebrews 10:22 says, let us continue to come near with sincere hearts in full assurance that faith provides because of our hearts have been sprinkled clean from the guilty conscience and our bodies have been washed with pure water. So if you consider yourself a Christian and you're doing many of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, many of the commandments, but not all, which most non-believers are doing as well, and you question ever, why don't I keep the fourth commandment, the Sabbath? Why did my Creator say in the Word that every single year I should observe these holy feasts, set appointed times, days, set apart days, and do we not do it? Why does He want us not to take pagan festivals? And as I look at the history of Christmas and Easter and Halloween and these other days, do I observe those days? And if you ask yourself these, ask Him to show you these answers. Hebrews 12:2 says, look into Yeshua, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and not set down at the right hand of, and is set down at the right hand in the throne of Yahweh. Think about the righteousness of Yeshua. Think about the walking Torah. Think about the books that you have in your hand as you read the renewed covenant and you don't look back at the first five books of the scripture, the Torah. That's what Yeshua was reading every day in the synagogue. If you want to walk with Him and talk with Him, show me your face. It's a great song. I hear it all the time. Show me your face by Paul Wilbur. It's a beautiful song. Luke 10:27 says, and He answered, said, they shall not love Yahweh their Elohim with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their strength and with all their mind and their neighbor as themselves. Well, they shall love Yahweh their Elohim with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their might. That is quoting scripture from the Torah. When we're walking with Yahweh, our desire, our greatest desire should be to please Him. That's the fruit in our lives. When our desire is to please Him and allow Him to work in our lives, making us in Yeshua's image, that is fruit. That's it right there. Somebody says, well, where's the fruit in his life? And you say, well, what does he have? No. Somebody says, where's the fruit in his life? I said, well, what's his desire? Is he humble enough to admit that he still needs to learn more? Is he wise enough to question why? Is he not following what the Word says? Romans 8:29 says, because those who forsake, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of Yeshua, that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Yeshua Messiah. The closer we get to our Yeshua, people today that are believers, doing lip service but not actually seeking our Creator, they don't understand that fruit. They don't understand being aware of their sin and being grateful for Yeshua. Instead, they use Yeshua as an excuse to live in sin. The more closer we get with Him and the more we grow, the more our hatred for sin will arise. That is fruit. And as He starts to unpeel those layers from our eyes so we could see, we'll realize what sinners we are and what a great thing Yeshua did for us. Luke 18:13 says, but the tax collector stood at the distance and would not even look up to heaven. Instead, he continued to beat his chest and say, oh, Yahweh, be merciful to me, the sinner that I am. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, then He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all righteousness. But He doesn't want us to continue walking in our disobedience. He wants us to change and get it right. To walk with Him. And when you're walking with Him, you're not going to let others distract you from the goal. You're not going to let others distract you from this. Luke 10, verses 40 to 42 says, but Martha was distracted by her many tasks, and she came up and asked, Yahweh, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? So tell her to give me a hand. And Yahweh answered, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but the one thing is necessary. Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken away from her. All of those people that think they have the fruit and they think they're walking with Him, they're more concerned about their portfolio and their money and their bank and their house and their cars and everything else. They're not getting it. They're not understanding it. This is why the scales have not been lifted from their eyes. This is why. They don't understand about walking by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, indeed, our lives are guided by faith, not by sight. Romans 1:17 says, for in the gospel, the righteousness of Yahweh is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. The righteous will live by faith. Understand this, everyone. No matter who you claim to be, or no matter what's going on, you can't walk with Yahweh if you're living in darkness. You can't have good and evil in your life at the same time. And even if you're doing or keeping most of the commandments of our Creator, you're still letting darkness in. Our Creator is doing everything possible to let the light shine on you. And we hold it back by enjoying the sin and making excuses to keep doing it. The light wants to shine on you. Open up His Word and read it. 1 John 1:6 and 7 says, if we say we have fellowship with Him and yet keep on walking in darkness, we are lying and not practicing the truth. But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yeshua, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And Galatians 5:16 says, I said then, walk by the Spirit and you will not carry the desire of the flesh. That is the fruit. That is walking with our Creator. That is walking through the gate. That's the scripture for the day. Walk by the Spirit and you will not carry out the darkness of the flesh. When you understand that, things change. When you understand that, you understand what righteousness is. When you understand that, you have a desire, not just not to sin, you have a desire to do what He wants you to do. You have to understand the importance of that desire. You must align with Yahweh's will. Amos 3, verse 3 says, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? You must align with Him. And we look at all these great examples in the scripture of people that understood about walking with our Creator. And guess what? Everything and gift and blessing that's awarded to these people, we have the opportunity to do. We talk about all these great men of faith in the scriptures and all these prophets and all these other people and even Yeshua Himself. But we have to understand this wasn't something that was just available to them. We have the same exact everything that was offered to all of them. Everything. These were men that you were used by a wonderful Creator. And then you have our Creator Himself in Yeshua. And He says, everything is awarded to us if we would walk with Yahweh. We look at Enoch in 5:21 to 24. Enoch was 65 years old when he fathered Methuselah. And after the birth of Methuselah, Enoch walked with Yahweh. He walked with Yahweh. He walked with Yahweh 300 years and fathered other sons and daughters. So Enoch's life lasted 365 years. Enoch walked with Yahweh, and then he was not there because Yahweh took him. These are just a few examples of the amazing people that walked with him. Noah, we look at Noah in Genesis 6, verses 8 and 9. Noah, however, found favor in the sight of Yahweh. These are the family records of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless amongst against the others, because Noah walked with Yahweh. He walked with Yahweh. Abraham in Genesis 24:40 said, he said to me, Yahweh before whom I have walked will send His angel with you and make your journey a success. And you will take a wife for my son, for my family, and for my father's house. Walk, 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 walk. Are you walking with Him today? Are you desiring to do so? Yesterday doesn't matter. Your sin of yesterday is yesterday. This is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I pray that you're getting this and you understand this. And you're willing to change and stop making excuses for your disobedience and your sin. Stop calling it legalism. Stop calling it love for our Creator. To follow Yeshua and His ways. And to deny yourself. And to deny your flesh. And to walk with Him. That's where our desire should be. In John chapter 8, verses 12, it says, Yeshua spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, if you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. When I think about that and what's being said there, and I think about this book, the Bible, that's available to every one of us. But then again, it's not. If you do not have a relationship or understand Yeshua, this is just going to be a book with words on it, a stone with words on it. But when Yeshua said, I will give you a new covenant and not change it, but put it on a different place and put it on your heart, his words can only come alive and be on your heart, as Yeshua says, if you follow me. His word is the light for our path, a light in the darkness. Yeshua, his word come flesh. Think about this and think about who is saying this. Yeshua is saying, I am the light of the world. If, underline, highlight, and whatever you have to, if you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. He didn't say if you follow others. He didn't say if you follow me and others. If you follow me, that's the answer. That's the answer to Paul, who had the scholarly knowledge, but he couldn't understand, and he was living in the darkness, persecuting people for Yeshua. And what happened? He started to follow Yeshua, and he started to see the light. Hallelujah. So I pray that we could all walk with him and see the light, and that this message would hit you where you would just be excited to have that fruit, the real fruit of Scripture. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a blessed day today. And if you're watching, listening or watching at nighttime, have a blessed night in your sleep. And please share this message with others. You can contact me at my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you could also support us if you led to do so on our Patreon page, patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries, or you can go to TorahLifeMinistries.org and do that there as well. I want to remind you to walk with our Creator. It's the only way you're going to reach your destination. It's the only way the scales are going to be lifted from your eyes is to walk with Him. And by doing that, remember the words of Yeshua. If you follow me. John 8:12. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you today and always. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Hold the milk, put back the sugar. They are powerless to console. We gathered here to sprinkle ashes from our late free cereal bowl. Breakfast club has said the motto that he taught us to repeat. You will lose it in your